Welcome, you all. This is Baron Baptiste. Welcome to Disrupt the Drift. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, comment. We love hearing from you. And if you're listening, welcome to the show. We have a question. David, how you doing?
Fantastic. Always great to be here.
Yeah, we have an interesting question today, and I think it fits perfect. It's about all the cultural contradictions we're living in right now. Here's the question someone sent in. So I'm feeling lost in today's cultural landscape with conflicting messages bombarding us on all sides. We're encouraged to express ourselves authentically, but are criticized and canceled when our views don't align with others. The pressure to conform to societal norms while also celebrating individuality is leaving me feeling like I'm walking on a cultural tightrope. So how do I navigate these contradictions in a world that seems to change its values at the drop of a hat? It's a good question. It's what the world we're living in right now is so divided, and there's such a lack of tolerance for different viewpoints, different opinions, different kind of ways of living. If you don't go along with the group think, you're quickly attacked, canceled, torn down. And so, look, this is what I'll say out of the gates. I want to hear from you, David, but I'll say, be an individual. Think for yourself, come what may. And it comes with something, but it also comes with something it costs you something to go along with the group, to go along just to get along, to go along with the sea of sameness, the crowd think, the group think. And there is a pressure that is very much just, we're in the water, like a fish in water. We're surrounded, but it's really an opportunity to separate yourself out from the group. You find out who your friends are. You find out who you are when you start speaking up and telling the truth. And I think now more than ever, it's time to speak up. You're in a street fight for your soul, and you lose your soul when you go along to get along. To come back to being an individual, someone who thinks for themselves, is really what is needed. And it's the only way you find your God-given potential. It's the only place you actually can wake up is when you start speaking up, being an individual, thinking for yourself, sharing and telling what's so for you. David, what say you?
Yes. Listen, things are always going to be changing, first of all, and people are not very good with change. Just to begin with, the natural thing for people to do is resist change. So you get to a certain point, and no matter what you've become in your life, no matter who has influenced you to become who you are, you tend to want to defend that. And so the idea that you want to have your own point of view, and then you want to express that, only means that you're going to meet with resistance. Einstein said this. He said, great spirits often meet with violent opposition from mediocre minds. So the question then is, are you going to be a dung beetle kind of person? A dung beetle. Dung beetles are beetles that feed on feces. Some species of dung beetles can bury dung 250 times their own mass in one night. Many dung beetles, known as rollers, roll dung around into balls, which are used as food source and breeding chambers. Are you going to be a dung beetle? Is that going to be the world that you live in? Are you going to, if you want to break out of that world, people are going to say, well, you're no longer one of us. Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Thank
you want
God.
To break out.
Thank God.
You want to live your own life. You don't want to roll your dung around and try to figure out how to breed in it and live in it. It's a dungish way of life.
I was talking to a friend of mine. He was telling me he's afraid of his mom.
Oh.
And I was like, how old are you? And this guy's in his 40s. Yeah, I realize I'm afraid of my mom, and my mom intimidates me, and my mom is always criticizing things I do and the decisions I make. And I'm like, okay, firstly, you haven't forgiven your mom, because go forgive your mom, because the moment you come back to forgiveness, you are set free and you become an individual. And with that, yeah, your mom and whoever else is on her team are probably going to come for you, but it becomes the first step to you claiming your life and waking up And you can just come from love, and you can keep coming from love, and they'll come with whatever, their hate or tactics and to manipulate you. But what? Come what may, you need to live true, and you need to come back to being an individual.
Yeah.
Or yeah, you become like a dung beetle. You're just feeding off the manure. You're feeding off the crap, and you become like a mushroom person. Someone who just lives in the darkness, something that eats away at leftovers, but it eats away at your soul. And it's, you got to come back to truth. What's true in your heart? What's true for you in reality? What's true? And it starts with the people closest to you. Because a lot of people, I want to be living my life true, but not with my mom, or not with my dad.
Yeah.
But no, it's right there. You need to get their fangs out. You need to clip the umbilical cords that hold you to this old identity that's eating you up. You need to set yourself free. You need to do it authentically. You come back, come to forgive. It's that resentment that keeps the umbilical cord. The fear and the resentment is what keeps that lifeline to those old sources alive and well in your system. And when that's alive and well in your system, it's eating up your soul.
Let me give you an example, though, of how a person at the age of 40 years old could be afraid of his mom. When I was 3 years old, my finger got chopped off. I talked about this in our last podcast. I was three. My mom was not watching me. I was doing something with my bike, and my finger got caught between the chain and the big gear that makes the bike go. And when I came running in to show my mom, she turned white. Immediate pain that gripped her from having to see her little kid lose half of a finger. And from that moment forward, she became a helicopter mom. She hovered over me out of guilt and always tried to make me feel like I had to be very careful, otherwise I might get hurt again. And this is a kind of trauma to a child. As a matter of fact, my mom was so traumatized from the experience that she couldn't see my finger missing until I was 10 years old. That's 7 years of deep denial, hovering over me, trying to get me to be the boy that she wanted me to be, that safe boy. When a person has this kind of program,
when you turn into a soy boy,
you turn into a soy boy. Really, seriously. And it's a sad thing, because it's not the trajectory that, once you realize this is the reason why there's something happened. Somebody hovered over you. Somebody exerted a lot of pressure on you to be a certain way. Then, as you said, then you see the resentment toward that, because it is a form of control, and it is truly justifiably resentable. And then you let that go. And then slowly but surely, now you have a void, though, that this other person has filled for a good part of your life. There's a big void that opens up, and now you got to fill it with meaning and purpose. But unfortunately, listen to this. This is from Joe Lansdale. He said, "The logic of a madman is a sane man's confusion." We are dealing with crazy people all the time in some way, shape, or form. Whatever happened to them, there was a trauma. They were conditioned themselves. They were broken as young people, or something happened to them. And that is the domino effect that they pass along to everyone around them. And so when you resent them, you become like what you hate. Or the flip side of that is you really don't want to be like that. And so you go to the far end of that other side of the spectrum to become something entirely different. But at the same time, it's the reason why you're becoming that different person that is still the source of your difficulty, because the very thing that you don't want to be, it's making you be the person that you are. There's no way to escape it unless you actually become, like we talk about, authentic. And letting go of the things that have happened to you in your life is the only way to become that authentic person.
Yeah. Did that happen through forgiveness, or did it happen through just letting go of something?
Letting go and realization, and the simple realization is when you get, the scripture says, be still and know. To in that moment of surrendering everything that's in your head, everything that's coming at you, and this is to the question of the person who wrote in, Of course things are going to change. Of course people are going to pressure you. Of course you want them to agree with you. They're not going to. They're going to double down, triple down to try to get you to become like them. So when you get quiet in meditation, the purpose is not to stop thinking, but to let it go and to practice effortlessness. Because when you apply effort to letting go of things, there's a force behind that. And that's a compensatory force that's causing you to say, I don't want to think that anymore. And you're trying to force those thoughts out and you're giving them more energy. Just letting go. And it's only for moments at a time when you observe something.
And letting, yeah.
And I say detect it and deflect it. Let it go.
And learn to watch your thoughts.
That's it.
The thoughts come up, let them go.
Watch them, let them go.
The thoughts come up, let them go. I remember a bunch of years ago, I was driving in a car with one of my sons, and he was probably high school age. And we're driving, we're in traffic, and someone, I don't know, I made a turn or something that I shouldn't have made or what have you. And there was this driver in another car who was like just pulled up to the side of us and our car and was super angry and flipping us off and outraged. And my son started getting activated. My son wanted to respond. I'm like, dude, calm down, chill. It's like that guy's having a bad day. That guy's life isn't working for him. It's you've got a blessed life. You don't need to interact with that. You just don't need to interact with that energy. That guy is having a rough day, a rough life, a rough something. He's not happy in his life. It has nothing to do with you or me. It's just let it be, let it be. And it was interesting because a few weeks after that incident, my son came up to me and he said, Dad, he said, I was hanging out with some friends and these other guys came along and they started agitating us, trying to pick a fight. And he said, your words rung true for me. Like they were right there for me in that moment. He's just these kids, whatever's running them, whatever's operating in them, that they're wanting to get in some kind of fight and tangled up with us. It's that's just who they are. It has nothing to do with me over here. And I think that it comes back to your values or your, and I don't know if it's value. It's just like what in your heart to be right and true. And who do you want to be in the face of it? And staying true to that, because I think that's the world we're living in right now. People are picking fights. People are demanding that you see the world through their eyes, that you see things the way they see things. And if you don't, then they come for you. But realize you are you. You're an individual. You live true to what you know and let those other people just be. Let the trolls be. Let people that are trying to dominate or control you, let them be. And you be true. And sometimes that's saying something and speaking up in the moment. Sometimes it's just letting things roll off you because you see it has nothing to do with you. It's not personal, but other people are caught up in groupthink. They're caught up in going along with the crowd. And when you've outgrown that in yourself, you have a connection, an alignment to your North Star, to what's true. And you then, like a psychic jujitsu, an energetic jujitsu, when to use force or when to use power. And power, I like Aristotle's definition of power, is the ability to be and let be. Let all those people be. Let them be. They are where they are in their life. They may be playing some people. We're living in victim culture, right? There's just victim culture, cancel culture. This whole kind of woke culture where it's like thriving on victims. But when you see these call out, these justice warriors playing the victim, and you look and it's like, they're just witches and they're lost in a witch world and they life will handle them. That is not a free ride. Who they're being, and maybe they're being unwilling dupes for some bigger group think. And some other narrative in the world that they're going along with the crowd and feeding into whatever victim culture or attack culture, call out culture. Let those people be and you be true. You be who your creator intended you to be.
See, the idea, though, is that it's okay to be confused. And you know why? Because if you're not confused, you probably aren't paying attention. So the more you are actually able to begin to separate yourself through watching and observing, and in a way it's like meditation, in the way that you step back and you just become the observer as opposed to the thinker, if you're not confused, you're not really tuning in to what's going on around you. And it's okay, because then you can find clarity. Sometimes I'm having a conversation with somebody and they lose me. And I'm okay with saying, wait a minute, you just lost me. I have no idea what you're talking about. And then we come back and we make more sense of it. And if they can't do that, then you go, okay, that's just confusing. And because you have your own sense of things, by the way. So nobody is necessarily compelled to agree with you. You're not really compelled to agree with anybody else. You can live according to your own sense of what you know is right and wrong. And that comes back to being authentic. You know what's right and wrong. Little children have a sense of what's right and wrong. You've never really lost that. It's just been covered up by layers of trying to be like other people because there's safety in numbers.
Yeah.
And you just want to, get rid of, away from that and live your own truth. Whatever that truth is, live it.
Yeah. And if people come for you, they attack you. Let them do what they do. That's how they choose to live their lives. That's how they want to roll. Doesn't mean you have to, or, and you don't have to feed into it, because when you feed into it, you feed what you don't want in yourself. Mm. You want to stop feeding that identity that is fearful of man, fearful of people. You want to become of a higher identity, your real identity, that is aligned with what's true. All right. Good place to wrap it up. You all, thank you. Share the show. We appreciate it. This show grows, and it's been growing consistently through you sharing the show. Engage with the show by sharing it and leaving comments and like that. Also send in your questions to disruptingthedrift@baronbaptiste.com, disruptingthedrift@baronbaptiste.com. Y'all, peace out. Stay bold, stay true, and peace be with you.